The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Everybody loves a dessert. And just looking through your book, the macaroon thing, you even go into McDonald's these days and they've got macaroons. For years and years, you hardly saw them in Australia, and all of a sudden we've gone berserk for macaroons. Are you behind that, or are you part of that? I think you are, actually.
Well, I haven't done the ones in McDonald's, but yeah, definitely we sell a lot of macarons, and yeah, McDonald's do have them, so it's a pretty big thing for such a big brand to have put them in. And
not as good as some of the specialty ones I've had, I've got to say.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, yeah, definitely I think ours are better, but... yeah, it's pretty
big
thing.
This is like looking through a jewellery book. Because everything seems to be fashioned, though you'd buy it and you'd take it home, and it's just too beautiful to eat.
You couldn't eat it.
And if you watched someone eat this beautiful thing that you'd bought for them, you go, no, you're not allowed to touch it. It's just fabulous.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, it's a nice book. It's a great team to put it together.
But is that in the tradition of patisserie? Has that been going on for years and years, or is this something that you've elevated to a new level?
Oh, look, patisserie's been going on for years and years.
I realise that.
Yeah.
But as stylish as this?
Definitely in the last 10 years, patisserie has changed to be very stylish. It pretty much started, it must have been 10 or 12 years ago, by a guy called Pierre Hermé in Paris. And he started to change patisserie to the simple, stylish, more modern sort of clean cut cakes you see around today, and now obviously the industry has gotten behind that and changed and developed. So
the thing I love about it, and we've been to Venice a few times, Florence, Rome, they seem to spend so much effort and time on the windows of their shops, and we just love wandering through the streets of either Florence or Venice, just looking in the shops of the patisseries. They seem to really, really love it, and they seem to spend a lot of time on it. And it's great to see more of that happening here.
Yeah, no, it is. It's good. Yeah. I mean, the industry here is really growing, and it's really good to see it. Everyone's getting behind it.
All right. Now, My Kitchen Rules, on Monday night, it's the final of My Kitchen Rules. This year, it's a bit like the State of Origin with the rugby league. I pick up on it right near the end. And this year, watching it the other night, they did a dessert, and it was a deconstructed Rocky Road.
Rocky Road, yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah.
Now, we were looking at it at home, and it looked really good, but I said to Chris, while we were watching it, it needs a huge dollop of King Island cream or a huge dollop of ice cream to go with it. Were you thinking the same? Or?
Oh, definitely ice cream. I'm not a big cream fan, but definitely ice cream. I love ice cream.
Are you impressed with some of the desserts you've seen on those shows?
Not a lot of the time. That looked good, though. The Rocky Road one looked good.
Yeah.
I think they did a good job, the two girls. But a lot of the time you see it, I mean, they give it a good shot.
I've got to say, that would have won it for me because I love a good dessert.
Yeah, if I was judging, I would have definitely went for the Rocky Road.
What's your background? What's Zombo? Where is that from, overseas? Because describe you to our listeners, you're just a tall, good-looking young bloke with no hair.
Sort of looks like a younger John Stanley.
You don't look like we were expecting some bloke to walk in. You're just a dude.
You're not fat.
No. How did you manage that? Will you tell me, please? How did you manage it?
My parents are Italian, so I've got an Italian background.
Yeah.
The name Zumba originates from Africa.
Okay, and are you from a long line of pastry chefs?
Nah, not at all.
You're not?
You know,
Are your parents disappointed?
My parents
in you
are supermarket owners. Yeah, they were at the start.
They wanted you to have your own supermarket.
They
wanted
you in the supermarket. But then I guess you said to your mum.
Once they were on TV, I changed them.
I guess you said to your mum and dad, well, look, I'll make the biscuits and the pastries.
You wind up making custard tarts. They must be so disappointed.
Oh, they were at the start. I changed them around. They're very proud now. But at the start, they were. When I didn't take the supermarket.
But you have, is it 8 shops now?
Seven.
Seven shops?
Soon to be 8, yeah.
Yeah, really? And you've got a couple in Sydney. So you're taking this whole patisserie business. It's really moving. And the book, we've had a look through the book. It looks fabulous, of course. And it's step by step. So I'm sure there'd be a lot of people think, oh, I'm not that good because it is a specialised area to do a lot of this. But you've tried to simplify. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, anyone could make
this
by the looks.
You've got to try and explain the recipes so that people can understand them. Obviously, I don't jump out of every book and I can't like be there with them, but I try and explain in a way that they can sort of dumb it down a bit to understand each technique and each way to make each layer and stuff like that. And the step-by-step helped really well to make all the base pastries, which is the key to a lot of the stuff. So
Photo instructions as it goes along. Yep. You can't get it easier than that.
No, it looks absolutely fabulous. Can we say congratulations? Yeah. And thanks for coming in. We appreciate your
time. Thanks for having me.
And I wish you all a success. And the book is called The Zumbo Files and... it's good enough to eat, I've got to tell you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You at least could have bought some cake.
I should have.
See you later.
Thank you very much. Bye.